Okay, lo sisa shemeshav al tashas yad chaim rasha li yoseid chamas, targum unklus. What is lo sisa shemeshav? So it has to do with the mekabel, and shav here means sheker. So there's two chidushim in unklus. Number one, it's on the person who'd be the recipient, and shav doesn't mean just like saying, you know, al ha'even shu even, that it's nonsense, but it's actually sheker. And then lo shashavi yadachim chayava lemehavi le sa'id shkar, then you shouldn't be, you know, a false witness either. Ibn Ezra, lo sisa shem ashav. Okay, so he says it's not on the Makabel, but on the... Yeah, on the Mavir. Mavir is hakol, on the Rashbam, lo sisa shem ashav. Dayanim. So the Rashbam, like the Targum, says it's on the tzad of those who are mekable, right? Tainos, that it's on the dayanim. Okay, hence within our series, kimochen adayanim mizharin shalakabel edus lishmo sheker. It seems like the Derech HaMelech here is in the direction of Targum and the Rashbam. And just to put Rashi onto the ledger before we get into the halachic material. So remarkable. So Rashi seems to write expand based on Chazal that even though the Rashbam and Targum Unklus in terms of the Dayanim, you know, talked about Sheker outright, what's Rashi's Chiddush? This is
you have to have like a second person
there. Right. In other words, that this is really a Geder, right, or what we like to call a Gzeira Dorai, so you're not allowed to have Baldin Shalom and Baldin Chavero, because that creates a situation where people are more likely to lie. Nachi, what chazaka is the implicit basis for Rashi's position? If the other party is there, what do we say? Ein Adam. Excellent. Very well. Gabi. Quick to the draw. Nachi was, you know, quick too, but... Okay, right. Ein Adam is pana bifnei baldino. So, you know, the idea is setting up that situation is itself an iser d'arais. This is like, I think, a very fascinating outer boundary position, right? You're saying that there's an issa d'arais in terms of even creating a contextual framework in which, you know, it's more likely that people are going to engage in sheker. Okay, so the Rambam. Misaper lashon hara v'makablo. Okay, so the Rambam takes the same position here, right? Shelo b'fnei bal din chavero, but he has a kind of a teleological twist. Nachi, go ahead.
He has both sides to it. It's saying in front of him also.
Right, and alahasir mizayin number mitvar sheker tirchak applies to lo yashmiya dvar of l'dayin ad shechaveri mo. So it's an iser not only in the dayin but also on the baal din. But just on the side of the dayin, what's the Rambam's, like he developed a new idea that what's the real reason for this, that the dayin shouldn't do this lest... And there's concern that he'll be corrupted by it. It's not just that, you know, it's not unless like a procedural violation, but Eitan, the concern is that if he hears one party first, it's going to be hard for him to sort of work past that first impression, right? Sometimes that happens in life. What's the classical example of Tanakh that the Gemara in Shabbos points out? There's some... Eitan? You had it. I saw it flash in your eyes. You have it. I said the second time. I just saw it right there. Who was Mekabel, the taina of one of the...
David.
I knew you had it. David, and the question of Tziva and Mephibosheth, right? So the Gemara says that was a serious Avera, that he accepted Tziva's testimony about Mephibosheth, and then, you know, only heard from Mephibosheth later, so it's like a case in point. Okay. Now, just in parallel, it's interesting to see the Rambam a number of mitzvahs later. Hisir Hadayon. So you're not allowed to let a rush into your quorum. Now, he may be telling the truth in this case, right? But Pasuk says, so the Dayan has to explain. Al tashas chamase the hotia chamsanim gazlanim shehem sulim leedish nemar lo yakamid chamas bi. So the point that I'm trying to draw out is that the Rambam is consistent. Emmanuel, what's the consistency that in terms of the responsibility of the dayan? How did the Rambam interpret this pasuk? Let's get it like very precisely. I have something very particular in mind. What's the tzad hashava between losisa shehem hashav and al tashas yad chaim rasha liyoseid chamas? There's a commonality here. What is it, Emmanuel? Yes? Oh, okay, good, but just like put it in even stronger terminology. That's true. What you said is true, but we could put a finer point on it. Emmanuel, you have it? Eitan, you have it? Avi, what's the, like, it's not just about truth and falsehood, but what does the Dayan have to do? He has to create an environment where truth is more likely to prevail, right? You're creating default settings. Everybody knows this from technology. Like, what do you want your default settings to be? So the default settings should not be, you know, Baal Din Shalom Bifnei Baal Din Chaveiro. And likewise, the default settings, so you can't let an Eid Chamas in there. He has to be Motzi, affirmatively, the Chamsanim and the Gazlanim. So I'm saying it's not a surprise that it's in the same Pasuk. Okay, so now let's take a look at some of the background here. The Pesukim in Dvarim that we talk about a lot. Gabi, go ahead. Vatzavesh of Techem Ba'isahi Lemor. Tishma'un. Okay, very good. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Zayin Mud Beis, Shemo Ben Achichem Bushvat Tem Tzedek, Amr Bichanina Azhara. Okay, so that sounds like an Issa D'Oraisa. And now, right, the Rambam anticipated this. Azhara L'Baal Din. Lo sasi. So different ways of getting to the same idea that there's an azhara not only on the dayan but the baal din. The baal din can't, you know, he can't have a false start here. He can't be toein shelo bifnei baal din chavero. So that's either based on, you know, sort of an asay formulation of shamoa ben achechem or lo sisa shem hashav lo sasi. Do not actually be the one to mention it. Okay. Rashi, Shemo ben Achichem, Kshu Shneim Yachad, Shem Divrayim, Lo Sishma Divray Zeb Lo Zeh, Shem Misad Divray Sheker, Ki Divray Emes, Lefi Shein Machishan, Mikevan Shalev Adayan, No Talo Lizchus, Shuvin Libo Mahapik, Vizchus Hashen, Ikol Kach. Right, so Rashi was an antecedent to the Rambam of the idea that the first impression is going to be very powerful. Shemo Advaracham ben Achichem, Shetiu Shneichem Yachad, Mashma, Lo Sisa, Lo Sakai, Bel Shem Hashav, Azhar Ladayan, Vakar Benami, Lo Sasi, Azhara, Le Baal Din. Okay, so I want to come back to the Sefer HaChinuch actually in a little bit. Let me skip ahead for now to the Minchas Chinuch. So the Minchas Chinuch says something. Let me just, actually, well, I'll do one line at the bottom of the Sefer HaChinuch and then come back to it. So Gabi, go ahead. This is the bolded part at the end of Source 11, then maybe this would be a good way to land the plane. Why not Nekevos? Why is there no, I mean, normally we say, we just learned the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that this side of Bal Takif, Bal Tashchis, and Bal Tatami Lemes, that Nashim and Anashim are completely parallel, L'chol, Lavin, Shabbatorah. So why would Nekevos be outside the realm? Ah, Lefi, She'enan Donos, right? There are 3 days in Tosos about Devorah, how exactly she could be a Shofetas Yisrael. Nachi, go ahead with the 3 days.
When was it since she was in Rabia?
It was Alpia Dibor, it's kind of like, you know, Mitam Shechina. Okay, that's hard to create a Binyan Avram. Oh, she wasn't judging. She was in Milamedes. I'm trying to spread that around. Like, I think that would be a good way of avoiding some of the controversies. I'm just saying, Tosas is, she could be Milamedes. The third day is the Das Yachar. Yeah, she could be a Dayan. Women could be Dayan. We don't accept that lehalacha. So the middle position is the Milamedes position. Okay, so we pass that a woman shouldn't be a Dayan. So the Minchas Chinuch says, oh, but we know that there's a mechanism called Kiblu Alayu, that if the two parties are in agreement, they can be kabel, a kair of her apostle. So a woman is an example of apostle, or a psula. So what happens if they're, you know, they say, we want, Mrs. Goldstein to be, shofetes beinenu. They can do that, okay? The question is, you know, what rules govern her? So the Minchas Chinuch says, so I think that's a very reasonable claim that once you opt in, you know, Kiblu Alayu means I'm taking a dayan who otherwise would be pasul, and I'm saying this dayan is going to be effective for this particular case, but you still have to abide by, you know, the basic protocols of Dinei Yisrael. However, the Minchas Chinuch then goes on to say something which I think is highly speculative and a bridge for me that is way too far. B'nei Noach. B'nei Noach. Maybe Lahatos Din, Kama Shekasav Rav Mechaber. Hachanami. Kei Nira Li Pashat. So he thinks it's a Dabar Pashat. The Minchas Chinuch likes thinking that things are Dvarim Pshutim. I think at best it's not a Dvar Pashut, but I don't think it's true at all. Okay, so he's claiming that if you know have Dinei B'nei Noach and Dayanei B'nei Noach, so Los Isa Shem Hashav applies. They can't hear Divrei Baal Din Shelo Bifnei Baal Din Chaveiro. And I think that is like a pretty radical suggestion. Now, why do I say that? Well, you know, is that a Svara Ba'alma? Well, I think there is a svara to what I'm saying, but I'll come back to that at the end. Let me first instantiate it in the text. So, first of all, the Rambam, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Zayin, Asur L'Dayan, go ahead, Gabi. Let's stop here. Anybody have a diuk for me that could possibly countervail the Minchas Chinuch? Sariel? I think that's a pretty good diuk. Shamoa Bein Acheichem Ushvatim Tzedek. By the way, it's in the context of Lo Sagur Bifnei Ish, which the Ramban explicitly says in his famous essay in Vayishlach that we'll get to in a moment, that's a Yichud Shebi Yisrael. That uniquely applies to Klal Yisrael. So I think the early indications is that this is like a higher standard of din that applies only within the framework of Klal Yisrael. Shamoa Bein Acheichem. Okay, well, let's see. Let's go a little bit further. V'chol Shamea Me'achad.
Over below that session,
okay, so that I think locally in the Rambam, the Shamoa ben Acheichem, right? Not everybody cites that pasuk, right? It was one of two days in the Gemara. The other day for Shamoa ben Acheichem was Lo Sisa al Tikri, Lo Sisa al Lo Sasi. What about the Rambam Melachim when he talks about Dayanus of Bnei Noach? So Gavi, go ahead. So what is Dinim Livnei Noach, Lashitas HaRambam? Okay, so the job Dinim means is really Dayanim, that they have to adjudicate the other six. Eivar Min Achai, and Lo Sirtzach, and, you know, Niuf, and Birkas Hashem, Urazara, and Gezel. So let's just take stock here. Katie, how many of those mitzvos is this question even going to be relevant? Could you possibly have a Baal Din, Shelo Bifnei Baal Din Chaveiro? Is that an Eivar Min Achai, or Birkas Hashem, or an Avodah Zarah, or a Niuf, or a Ritzicha issue? Not really. It's probably just Gezel. So that already would be very strange, the Minchas Chinuch's claim. But I think more to the point, right? The famous line, the Rambam, that he doesn't say they necessarily should have killed them, but at least they were chayev misa. Fine. Now this is the critical point, I think, in terms of closing the case for the Rambam, shamoa ben acheichem, etc. But I think we could say better. So the Rambam draws the outer boundary at Eidus Isha and, you know, Dayanus of Nisha. The Rambam is very strong about that in the Chos Malach and Perek Aleph as well, right? You know, Vekol Shekein Dayan in terms of the Yisr Swara. But you're telling me, Minchas Chinuch, okay, Gavi, make the argument here, that when it comes to Dinei B'nei Noach, we can rely on Eid Echad, we can rely on a Dayan Echad, we can rely on there's no Hasra, so we have no real way of being Mavchin Bin Shogig L'Mezid. That's all okay. But you know what's not okay? You know, Lishmo Atainas Baldin, Shlo Bifne Baldin Chavero. mean, it seems very hard to believe. It could be a very bizarre place to draw the line, right? You know, if their concern is, you know, like let's say, you know, the quality of, you know, epistemology that we can generate, you know, the basic veracity of the process, it seems very strange to say that, oh, an Eid Echad is okay, a Dayan Echad is okay. We don't really know if it's Shogeg and Mezid because there's no Esra. That's okay too. But you know what you really can't have? You know, you can't have a Dayan who shows up 5 minutes earlier than somebody, a Baal Din shows up 5 minutes before somebody else. I mean, it's strange. It's a bizarre doctrine. Shamo Abin Achecham. Now, the Ramban, it's probably a better case because the Ramban says the mitzvah of Dinim is what? Who recalls the Ramban, the famous Ramban? It's not just that Dayanim are needed to adjudicate the other six, but that there are two Dinim in Dinim. Right? There's the idea of Dayanim, not just Bechol Pelech Bepelech, but also Bechol Ir V'ir Ki Yisrael. So that's, you know, one dimension of it. And then there's also a concept of Dinim, like Onah and Oshek and Schar Sachir and all those things. And that's where we say as Haras and Zoe Misas. And that's really where the Chi of Misa pertains. But the Ramban says on the Mitzvah Saseh side, right, namely, Lahoshiv Dayanim Bechol Pelech Bepelech Bechol Ir V'ir, with respect to that, you can't say as Haras and Zoe Misas. That's what the Ramban I'm talking about. And he says, and certainly not in terms of Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish, because, you know, who says that, you know, the citizens of Shechem, Kaviyachol, are going to hold their Adonim Umoshlim to account. So the Ramban assumes that, you know, certainly the strictures of Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish, which comes from that same section of the Torah, you know, Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish certainly doesn't apply. So the idea that it's just some kind of a Davar Pashat, that the Ramban would agree that the protocols of Din, you know, where again, the Ramban doesn't dispute the point of Eid Echad or Dayan Echad or you don't need a Hasra. The idea that the Ramban says, just because there's like a system of Choshen Mishpat, of Ona'ah and Oshek and Schar Sachir and all that, Santine Shomrim and Pikadon and Shlichus Yad and all that stuff, the fact that would then mean that the Lo Slisa Shem Hashav applies, I think is completely speculative and likely wrong. And certainly not a Devar Pashat. So what the Minchas Chinuch, I think, correctly said is, look, if there's a process of Kibbul Alayu, a Kair of Apostle, you're Mekabel and Isha for Dine Yisrael, so she's basically now functioning as, you know, a Dayan according to Dine Yisrael. The Chiddush is that, you know, you could be Mekabel, such a person. Once you're Mekabel them, you bring them into that framework. Dine B'nai Noach is a different system. And I think the Minchas Chinuch is really taking a great liberty here. Sorry, Yael. Right, again, so when it comes to Dine Yisrael, the chiv on the Dayan is very high. He has to affirmatively create, like, what I call default settings that are most, you know, promoting of honesty. You know, I think that's, like, a really idealistic thing. I find it very hard to believe that could be required. I mean, they could do it, I think it would be very nice, but to say that that's absolutely required of them seems very strange in a context where Eid Echad is enough, a Dayan Echad is enough, there's no Hasra is enough. Right, the standards, the empirical standards in terms of establishing what's true or not, what you'd call epistemological standards, are clearly far lower. So again, for the Rambam, especially in Shemo Aben Achechem, I don't think for the Ramban it's any better. Okay, so let's take a look at the Mechaber, and then this is a commentary on the Nesivos based on the Urim, Yonas and Eibschitz, that I just think is like a good way of illustrating what I think makes this a unique halacha. So Asher L'Dayan, go ahead, Gabi. Rama, Bedavka. Bedavar. So this is before it's Chilas Din. If somebody came up to him and said, you know, X, Y, and Z happened, all right. So that's not an Issa Daraisa, but if he's going to serve on a Dayan, he has to disclose those conversations, and clearly the other party would have to give their assent, right? Can you imagine if it was discovered in the middle of the case that one of the parties had discussed it with the Dayan before the case even started? That's, you know, outrageous. That's, you know, Eitan, talk to your father. That's like the definition of ex parte communication. right? You could be disbarred for that, you know, if you were, you know, a lawyer, and, you know, if you're a judge, you know, you should be thrown off the bench for doing something like that. Okay. And that, then there's this really fascinating idea, which is based on a tshuva of the Rivash. V'lo yichtov shum chacham psak lechad mi bali dinim b'derech im kein o yichtov l'daitov b'psak kol zman shlo shamat devrishnei em shem yitoch tvar av yom d'lashaker gam yishum achar kach yitur nasheni b'derech acher v'yitzer chachtov l'hefech v'yikaz elus l'chacham. This happens all the time, where somebody will present their side of the story, and the rabbi will respond, if that's really what happened, so they're hedging a little bit, right? If that's really what happened, then this should be the halacha. And the Rama says, you shouldn't do that. Number one, because maybe they're fishing for information. And number two, there's probably, when I say there's probably, there is certainly another side to the story. So you shouldn't even do it, b'derech im kein. Okay, the Nesivos says, Motzo liyozdayin, this is based on the Urim. Very often the Nesivos quotes the Urim, just in general, Choshen Mish, but it's good for you to know. V'hainu k'shemodim, or la'abal de shekvar shama, right, where they're not going in the Bezdin Kavua, but each one is picking a Dayan, and by mutual consent, the two Dayanim will typically pick a Shalish, okay? Right, and if he actually made, in some respect, the mistake of putting something into writing, which he probably shouldn't do, you know, to one of the parties, so even if the other party says, yeah, it's okay with me, we don't love that, then the Nesivos thinks, based on the Urim, that he would need to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan to show us that he really accepted this, because he's walking into a situation that we think is fundamentally unfair. Okay, so why did I want to talk about this? To me, this is, like, again, highly inspirational, especially if I'm right, you know, Shelo Kedas, you know, HaMinchas Chinuch, that this is a feature of Dina Yisrael, that especially, let me take it according to the Rambam, that a dayan should be Yisrael, right, is held midoraisa to a standard. Forget about, he didn't lie himself. He didn't tell somebody to lie. But the mechayiv is creating a situation where somebody's more likely to lie. So it's not a din klali of lifnei iver, it's a din prati. There's a separate shem iser for doing that in the context of a bezdin. And if I, this is the Sefer Dekral, Sashas Yad Chaim Rashal, the Yosef Hamas, if I didn't expunge dishonest people from my, you know, judiciary realm, then I too am accountable for that. So this is like a very high level of scrupulousness, where we're not, you know, adjudicating things in a reactive way, was that MS or Sheker? We're looking at you to create a proactive environment where people are going to be, you know, telling the truth. As much as you can exert any control over that. And there are Yisurei Doraisa involved in, you know, this is the omission commission issue, right? The failure to do so, right? You didn't tell the guy to show up early, right? But your failure to do so, and maybe everybody said is true, right? It's still an Yisurei Doraisa because we look at that, you know, as something which is, you know, sort of, it gets at, you know, foundational core issues for us in terms of yadas. And that's why I wanted to hold the Sefer HaChinuch to the end. It's really quite a famous piece. So maybe we'll have, you know, Gavi, you'll do the honors. These are your just desserts. We'll pick it up from Shoresh HaMitzvah. He says, Yadua. Ki HaSheker Nit'av. We're circling back here to some of the very brief comments we shared on Ukraine, right? He's denazifying the country, trying to depose a Jewish descendant of Holocaust survivors. You know, Sheker nita v'ne'elach be'enei hakol. Sheker is a davar which is mitua, which is a to'eva. It's abominable. These are strong words. Ein davar ma'os mimenu. There is nothing more repugnant than sheker, than dishonesty. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu is MS, and you can see what he's setting up—a kind of a halachta bedrachav here, right? That this is like the Gemara Sota Membeis, that if we want to be, you know, in the realm of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it says Arba Kitos are not mekabel pnei shechina, and one of them obviously is the kas shakranim. It's just a stira mina yove. You can't. That's why we say v'tayr libenu lav dechav MS. MS is so critical to having any hope of having a relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu? So we have to imitate him this way. I think it's a big chiddush of the chinuch. Because normally we say it's all of the chesed oriented midos. He's applying it to kel emes, mahu emes, afat emes. It's the first rishon I know to do that. I think it's quite remarkable.
Okay.
He's Hartanu HaTorah leharchik min hasheker harbe. Oh, so we'll hold it up here. So I think this is an extremely powerful treatment of Midvar Sheker Tircha. Right? The Chinuch is saying, the Torah never said, don't lie. The expansive, ambitious nature of our relationship with Emes is captured by the words Midvar Sheker Tircha. He makes it, I think he may oversell the case even a little bit, because I think Avodah Zarah, you get even more, Shaketz to Shaktenu, Taev to Tavenu, Kichirem Hu. But the bottom line is, he thinks that there's nothing like Sheker in the entire Torah. Because Chosam HaShekodesh Baruch Hu Emes, God's essence is truth. And therefore, the extent to which the Torah required us to distance ourselves from Sheker is unparalleled. And he's using that to explain, like, why is he talking about that here? He's using that to explain the bar that the Dayan has to set in terms of creating default parameters within the framework of the Din Torah that reflect the idea that we're creating an optimized scenario for Emes to prevail. And therefore, there's an Issa Daraisa, Shalo Lishmoa Devre Baldin, Shalo Bifne Baldin Chaver. Therefore, there's a Chi of Daraisa, Al Sashas Yad Chaim Rasha, Liosaid Hamas, right, to purge the Chamsanim and the Gazlanim. So just one last Hayara, then I want to give Nachi the last word. So I think it's fascinating, and there are applications here beyond the realm of the Dayan, right, in terms of Kabbalah slash Lashon Hara, or, you know, to be an Eid Sheker, or for the, you know, to for I guess the Baal Din himself, that's still, but why the unique Yichus to the Dayan? So again, I think that's where the Sefer HaChinuch's idea rings even more profound, right? Ki HaMishpat L'Elokim Hu. And as the Ramban writes, and as we've spoken about so often, right, Harei Ma'altem B'Shlichuso, that there's a kind of Mi'ila in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlichus, if the Dayanim, who should be the closest earthly representatives, right? That's what we talked about last time. We talked about Elohim Lo Sekalel being a version of Elohim Lo Sekalel. The Dayan is, you know, a human ambassador of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's true, so the standards of Emes in a Din Torah transcend, right, standards of Emes, you know, in any other framework. It's always important to be honest, right? Maso matano, you know, be'emuna. We just talked about it this week. I thought that would be an important segue. But I would, again, use this idea to reaffirm why I think that this is unique to Dinei Yisrael. We don't see Dinei B'nei Noach as sort of channeling, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Dinei B'nei Noach are important to avoid anarchy. So we don't have Ishes Re'eu Chayim Below. So we don't, you know, have, it's important to have the international court so Vladimir Putin, you know, can't murder tens of thousands of people. You know, hopefully, you know, somebody will do something. But it's not like a way of channeling the Shechina. Din Torah, right, is called Dayan Shedan Din Emes Lamito Nasa Shuta Takadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Breishis. Ki Ilu Lamatara Kol Yom Kulo. Gemara Baruch Stav Vav Med Aleph, right, Dina Nami Hainu Torah. It's a different standard. So to the extent to which the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Kel Emes, and the extent to which the Dayan is Kel Mishpat Lelokimu, Elohim, Elokim, right? So I think the more that you're going to believe that this is unique to Dinei Yisrael, and this teaches us about our relationship with Emes, that we should just be, you know, leharchik min hasheker. There should be, what the Sefer HaChinuch is saying, and again, this is why our Mahalich is to, you know, so to speak, derive Hashkafa from Halacha, as the Rav explained to us, and that's true of, you know, our Musar as well. If you are not viscerally bothered by somebody's disinformation, by somebody's sheker, that is a pagam in avodas Hashem. I can't tell you how many times I've kept it to myself. You know, I sit there wondering, how is it possible that a person who is otherwise an Orthodox Jew says, it doesn't bother me so much when, you know, people lie. Okay, you know, so this is a lie, that's a lie, that's a... You may not comment on it, but it's a davar ma'os v'nitav. It should trigger a visceral reaction, especially if it's in the context of not somebody's making, you know, an honest mistake, you know, but sort of like, you know, as we talked about before, a particular Adam Rasha that is, you know, very much, you know, creating, you know, destruction in the world right now, who lies as a way of life, that it's a total cynicism, that it's somebody Yeshayahu says, you know, Hoya korim la ratov, la tovra, la choshech or la or choshech, you know, yom lilo, lila yom, that there's a sense of, right, I just make up my own story. And without any, that's a davar ma'us v'nit'av, v'ein davar ma'us mimenu. It should cause a visceral reaction. Right, the same way, you know, I think at a much lower level, like, you know, we can all remember being kids in math class, you know, and somebody's insisting that 2 + 2 = 5, you know, so obviously we shouldn't excoriate them, especially if the person is struggling to, you know, master basic concepts. But there's something inside of all of us that should rebel against that. No, 2 + 2 = 4. It will always be 4. It can't be anything other than 4. It's that sensitivity, you know, and I think that's very important. You know, we live in a shivim panim, you know, world. We look in, you live in a world in which, you know, the idea of everybody having their own narrative is like, you know, sort of like a constitutional right, you know, that people have, everybody can, you know, tell their version of events, and there's nothing that's, you know, could be possibly more legitimate than the other. This is not compatible with the halachic perspective. And again, what we talked about today in terms of core mitzvos, losisa shem hashav, and al sashas yadcha im rasha liyoseid chamas, it's particularly true of the Dayan, but it does filter outwards or ripple outwards in that respect. Let me give Nachi the last word.
Is it really commented on the